Hi, we are the GMP, the Greatest Men podcast, and we would like to express our emotions and feelings about the elections that had recently passed.
Hi, I am Daniela Catalan. I honestly don't know how I feel about the election, even though I have mixed feelings like hopefulness, fear, and also confused. I'm hopeful because maybe Donald Trump will be a great president and make America great again like his slogan. Or not, we don't know. I am also fearing him because if he actually does deport people, he could deport almost more than half of America. I keep on asking myself, why am I confused? Well, I just answered this question when I was sitting during history class at school. People voted for him, but now they're protesting against him. But I understand that people act without thinking and later change their decisions. I know this and humans are not, I repeat, not perfect. If someone says that they are perfect, they aren't human.
I am Victoria Benitez, and I would like to express my feelings and emotions about the new president that has been elected lately. I am very hurt from what the elections have said and told us. I am very scared of what might happen to the community with Donald Trump as president. My people, which are Mexicans, are also very scared. My team, Betsy, Daniela, Angelica, me, Victoria, and Lucia. Laz, our cameraman, is also very scared about what happened in the elections. Frida, Betsy's mom, is very depressed. I could now see that many states and cities have not liked the results either. For example, San Francisco, Philadelphia, and Chicago have all done protests because of the new president. I do not understand why they did this, but now I have noticed that we don't know much about our communities. We do not know Latinos who actually voted for Trump and their thoughts.
Hi, my name is Angelica Benitez, and this is my personal account of my emotions during the 2016 elections. When he won, I was devastated. All my fears came rushing to my eyes. My parents could be deported at any moment. My family would be destroyed, torn apart. So far, there has been no change, but it provides little comfort. Every day, I live with the constant stress of my family being separated. After the elections, it was all chaos. Protests were being held nationally, all being against the favor of Trump. Students and adults were restless, and it all seemed in vain. As far as my logic goes, I realized that these protests were for nothing. Why protest for the irreversible? If you voted for him, why act as if you have been offended greatly? Even through all of this, there was still a ray of sun. The fact that most of us live in sanctuary cities has lifted some weight off our shoulders. Sanctuary cities repel the federal immigration laws. New York City, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Chicago are sanctuary cities.
Hi, I'm Lucia Banuelos. Trump won is what many are thinking over and over. Many have gone from being sad to being angry and started to protest. This is all caused by a man who destroyed many people's hopes that this will stay a united community, who doesn't judge somebody by their ethnicity, gender, or religion. Statements made by Trump towards Mexicans, women, Muslims. Who knew that a few little words made by a racist man could affect a community this badly? Trump has caused problems all over the U.S. People are already fleeing the U.S. because of this man. Do you really think this is a trustworthy man whom you can trust with your economic issues who will make you feel safe in this community? Think about that for a second. Think about how he is ruining many lives who are of any race, religion, or gender. Think about how our community will fall apart because of this man. You may not be able to change anything, but 4 years may pass quickly, and maybe then you will react and choose who you think wouldn't do this to people with a few little hurtful words.
Thank you for listening, and we would like to welcome our new member, Lucia Banuelos.
Goodbye for now, and stay strong!